All right, Rabotai, let's finish this inyan. So we were learning, we were explaining that there's a machloikis between Tosfot and the Rosh on the chalukah of our Mishnah, even though they both go down the same general path, which is the chalukah of the Mishnah is based on the fact that they're both mechzakim. But they learn it in a different way. The Tosfos learn that the mechzakus of our Mishnah is based on the fact that because their mechzakus is because they're mechzakim. So anan sahadi the chomay tavis lahaydi dehu. We have an anan sahadi, and therefore we're splitting, and it's a toras hachra, right? It's a toras hachra of the suffix. It's a derech to be machria. And Mamela, that's why we're being choylek. Masha'enkein, according to the Rosh, we learn that the Mechzakus, although it forces us to be noyeg, that each one, chashvinen le'kihilu hu shelo, we have no reshus to take it away from them. But it's not b'toras vada. It's still the word mityaches to the matzav as a matzav shel safek, and we're doing a chalukah. We're doing a chalukah b'toras the Mechzakus. If lulei the Mechzakus, we would say kol da'alim kvar. Because we want to try and be machria the sofik, and by doing chalukah, it's not a hachra in the sofik, but because all the chalukah does, is it removes from the table kol de'alim gvar. Why does it remove kol de'alim gvar? Because now once you're muhzik, and when we say that someone's muhzik, we have to say that it's his. We have to be noyeg that it's his. He's got a chazaka that it's his. The basin is not allowed to take that away from him, right? Yeah, but we're still being machriya b'toyra sofi, right? Okay. Now, someone showed me a nice vault, right? I don't necessarily want to commit to the vault, right? But it's a nice vault. It's a very nice vault, right? It's from Svi Kushelevsky, right? Shlita, right? Just to show you, it helps to break the ears on what's the oimak of this machloikis, right? So Svi has a very, very nice vault, right? That he brings a Chivas Rosh that says. Now, what is the svara of Hamotzi Mechaveri Lav Arai? What is the longest of that svara that the Torah gives credence to? Hamotzi Mechaveri Lav Arai. Dava, right? Yeah. Al Pishnai Medim Yakum Dava, right? You need a raya brura to be motzi mamon, right? Yeah. What is the nomsu? So there's a rosh, a chuvus a rosh, that says behedia is because im rokein lo shav keschay lechol beria, right? That means that the Rosh says that the reason why you say Hamotzi Mechaveri Lav Arai is because without that, the world doesn't function. Anarchy, chaos, right? You know, Dan, nice jumper, it's mine, right? Yeah, if I don't have to bring it, right? So that's it, right? End of story, right? So it's like the world won't function, right? Very nice. Tosfos doesn't say like that, right? Tosfos doesn't say that. It's common makomos. This is bevust. That Tosfos says that the reason why that you say Hamotzi Mechaveri Lav Arai, the reason why you say Hamotzi Mechaveri Lav Arai is because, so that means that I go through a process. Now, the truth is that this is why I don't necessarily want to commit to the vault, because if you go with this in Tosfos all the way, we have a problem in our Tosfos. But fine, we'll leave it for now, right? But the vault is over here. Where according to Tosfos, when I see, yeah, Aaron wearing that watch, so I go through a process. I say to myself, well, why is Aaron wearing the watch? Well, why is it in his possession? Right? There's two options. Either it's his, or he's a ganav, right? Those are the two options. Why else is he holding it? So achzuki einish leganav loy machzakinan tells me that it's his. Ah, so because now I've been machriya that it's his, hamotzi mechaveri lav arai, right? Yeah, kacha, let's just hear the vort. So Rabbi wants to say something very, very nice, right? He wants to say like this. Well, look at the difference between the svaras now. Look at the difference between the svaras. In Tosfos' svara, when I see someone as a muhzak, and now I'm in a matzav, hamotzi mechaveri lav arai, what does that now tell me? That tells me that it's his. Achzuki einish leganav loy mechzakinan. He's holding on to it. He's not a ganav. Why is it in his hands? Because it's his, right? Oh, but look at the Rosh's svara. The Rosh's svara of why you say hamotzi mechaveri lav arai, it just says because lo shav keschay lechol beria. Right, I have to say hamotzi mechaveri lav arai because otherwise the world can't function. Does that positively tell me that it's his? No, it doesn't tell me that it's his. It just tells me that, oh, well, if I don't be noyeg, that so then the world can't function. So then I'm obligated by default to say, if somebody is holding it, so then it's a raya. Says Rav Tzvi, so here you go. So when the Rosh, when the Rosh sees that the muchzakas over, we have muchzakas over here. Does that tell me bavadai that it's his? No, ma pitom. I mean, amatzo muchzakas, amatzo mechaver alav araya. All I have to do is chashvinan leishu shelo, and meila, I'm going to have to split over here, right? But according to Tosfos, that he holds that a muchzakas doesn't just tell me that doesn't just say, oh, I have to be noyheg that it's yours. No. It says more than that. It tells me positively that it's yours. So anansaidi ma'ada havasaidi dehu. So therefore, the chalukah here is b'toras avadai, right? It's the half is yours and half is yours. That's the default position until you get problems, ramai or all this sort of stuff. Very nice thought. But it breaks the ears. Yeah, you hear? So when according to Tosfos, when we're making a chalukah, b'toras suffik. Right? Torah's Vaday. But according to the Rosh, even though the Muchzakas is what's causing the Chalukah, but it has a different flavor to it. It's a Chalukah Misafik. And that is what led us, Shav Beis in the Rosh. Shav Beis in the Rosh, now he has to deal with Mano Shlishi. In Mano Shlishi, the Rosh is now coming to explain. Why is it in Mano Shlishi we say Yehei Munach? Why? Right? Why do we say Yehi Munach? What's the reason for it? So the first thing that the Rosh does, as you all saw, he banks that the fact that there's a Vada Ramah is not a problem with the Yachloku. Right. He brings a bunch of cases, Shnaimadukim Bishtar and everything, even though we know that there's a Vada Ramai, but because they're Mechzokim, we'll still say Yachloku. That means, according to the Rosh, even though we know that someone's lying, because they are both Mechzok, we don't have the basis of Rishus to take it away, so we still say Yachloku. Yeah? Okay. Now, Says the Rosh. Why by Mano Shlishi don't we do that? Why in Mano Shlishi do we say Yehi Munach? Says the Rosh, because in Mano Shlishi is different. Because in Mano Shlishi, we've got, we know already, before the Leidas HaSafek, that it definitely belongs to one of them. Those are the words of the Rosh. Yeah? So now, what we want to try and do is we want to dig a little bit on what those words mean. And we were bothered by this in the last Chaburah. Now, Haloi Davahu, right? The Fum Rehita, when you read it, right? You could learn that the Rosh just means, like Tosfos, Eini Yochal Liyos Emes, right? That's what that means. It's Eini Yochal Liyos Emes, right? Yeah? Right? We know already from the outside that it's definitely on one of them, so the Chalukah can't be Emes, right? Yeah? Okay. So, if you read the Rosh, first of all, right, it doesn't sound like that's what he's saying, yeah? Right? Also, The shinui in the Loshen, it screams out that he's saying something different over here, right? Yeah, and the whole Ruach HaDvarim of the Rosh, he's not bothered by the fact that it's not true. That's not the issue, right? In the whole piece, when he's saying, even when there's a Vade Rama, there's a Lomachbad Lanu, we split, right? And then we said more. And Lechora, it's Meduyuk. The words of the Rosh are Meduyuk like that. Of course he wouldn't say She'enu Chol Lo Semes. And it's all built L'shitasoi. Why? Because how did we explain, according to Tosfos, how Tosfos lays out the problem in Mano Shlishi? Tosfos says, the reason why by Mano Shlishi we say Yehi Munach is because we have a clash. Right. We have a clash of two opposing forces. You have the two Muchzakim, and the Muchzakim tells me, and let's go into Tosfos' head now, right? Bevadai, everyone owns half. Anansa hadi demayta tavis hadi dehu, he definitely has half. And bekoyach that I want to split. Right? So that's what I'm doing. I'm now coming, b'toras l'muchzakas, to make a yachloiku. And the longest of that yachloiku is b'toras achro. That's what I'm coming to do. That's why I'm saying split over here, right? Because I'm saying each one owns half. But I know that's not true, right? And I know that I've got the dayan knows, it's impossible that that's true, right? So that creates a major problem. The whole reason why I'm coming to split is because I'm telling you, because of the Mechzakas, he owns half, B'toras Vaday, and he owns half. But I know that's not true, and your Deish is a Lonachon, right? So how are you splitting, right? Your whole schus to split is because you're trying to come to say, but Vaday, he owns half, but you know that's not true. Problem, right? Says Yehi Munach, yeah? Okay. But let's think about in the Rosh. In the Rosh, we never came to split B'toras Vaday. The reason why I'm splitting in the Rosh is not because he owns half and he owns half. I'm not coming to say that. Lo bati me'olam lagid et zeh. When I'm splitting, it's a suffix. Elowot. I see in front of me a muchzakus. I, as the dayan, don't have rishus to take it away from him. Right? I don't have rishus to do that. Right? That's why I'm splitting. So now you're going to say, yeah, but I know the chalukah is not emes. I know the chalukah is not emes. Right? Because it definitely only belonged to one of them. Yafeh me'od. Shomea. Right? Yeah? But lemaisa, let's go back to the ikataina. Are you allowed to take it away? Does he have a muchzakus? Yeah. Are you allowed to take it away from him? No. So what? There's ain't yachol emes. Right? Yeah? In other words, we never tried to split b'toiras amitas hadvarim in the Rosh. So the fact that the chalukah is eni yachol eres emes, right, shouldn't be a reason to stop. He's still got a muchzakus. Each one has a muchzakus. If I look at each one individually, he's got a muchzakus. You should still go with the chalukah. Right? So now, so here we go. So here, what I'm trying to show over here is that I think the Rosh is saying these words, v'tachlis adiktuk. So now what does he do? He comes and says something else. He says, no. Because before the suffix, we already know that it belongs to one person. Right? Yeah? To one of them. Right? Says it totally differently. Right? But what is this svara? Yeah? What is this svara? And I held up my hands and I said, I don't know. Right? Yeah? I almost don't know. Baruch Hashem, I found somewhere else. Somewhere else he talks about. Rav Nachum talks about this. And he asks the question. Right? And he saw, it's very funny. Because he's like, because it was right in there. Like, in frustration. Right? No one speaks about this Rosh. No one talks about the end of the Rosh. All into the beginning of the Rosh. No one talks about the end. What's going on with this Rosh, right? So he says, yeah, the Rosh is not saying any Yechol Yeres Emes. He's not saying that, right? Okay, so now. So there's, he also, if you remember, we asked, there's some other kashas at the end of the Rosh, right? Just based on this Svara, what about the case in Moicheh? When he was only Mekabel Zuzit from Chavinayu, there the Rosh says split. That's a whole other thing that Reb Nachum talks about over there as well. All right, so let's just, I want to tell you what his Etzem Svara is. What Reb Nachum's Etzem Svara. And from there he builds, and you know, all the Cheshbonos, I'll leave it for everyone to make after. But I'll tell you the Etzem for how he wants to explain what the Rosh means. He builds this from the Torah. He has a nice deep in the Torah. So he wants to say like this. He wants to say that, in the Rosh, right, what we're always trying to do is we're in a matzav of Sofik. Right? We're in a matzav of Sofik. And the Chalukah is coming b'toira Sofik. So what that means is, in the Rosh, whenever we're coming now to deal with situation, there has to be a be'emes tzad, right? There has to be a tzad to be at least tapek that that there's a chalukah over here. So now, says Reb Nachum, when I'm coming now, when the Beis Din are presented with the situation, right, what are the study hasafik? What are the study hasafik that are put in front of the Beis Din? They come in, Shai Mochzim Batarid, this one says it's mine, and this one says it's mine, right? It's all mine. Okay, so now, when that comes in, when they walk into the Beis Din, what are the study of the safik? The study of the safik are, it's all his, or it's all his. Now, maybe it's both of theirs. Aha, right? Maybe so. Where does that suffix, where does that tzad come from? Right? Where does the tzad that it's maybe both of theirs come from? That wasn't what was presented to us. Right? Yeah? We don't have a tzad that it belongs to both of them. Right? They each one is saying, it's either mine or it's mine. I picked it up first. We're now coming and saying, no, maybe it belongs to both of you. What is the thing that's creating that tzad? That sad of the suffix in front of us, says Reb Nachum. Right. What is it? It's not their tainas, because their tainas are not there. What is it? The mechzakus. Right? And the mechzakus is what's creating that sad. Right? That's what's creating that sad. So in other words, when they walk into Beis Din, I don't assume that they're wrong. I don't assume they're shakronim. Right? You know, in a case, let's say also, he says it's in a case of Shnai Madukim Bashtar. Yeah, Shnai Madukim Bashtar. We know that someone's a Ramai, right? We know that someone's a Ramai, right? Why do we have a tzad that maybe he paid back half? Why? Right? Because I know someone's a Ramai. I'll assume both of you are lying. Right? I have a tzad. Maybe both of you are lying. I know someone's lying. Maybe says Mechitesi. Why would you just out of the blue assume that both of them are lying? You know one of them's lying. The other guy's still got. You know one's lying. The other guy's got a Cheses Kashrus. You know, there's no. Where does the tzad in Shnai Madukim, even when there's a Vadai Ramai, where does the tzad come that maybe it belongs to both of you? Maybe he paid half. Where does that come from? It comes from the Muchzakus. That's where it comes from. Right? So in other words, I've got your tainas, I've got one taina on this end, I've got another taina on this end. There's a third sad that is created. There's a third sad that is created from the fact that you walk into the Beis Din and I see a Murzakas and the Beis Din, well maybe it belongs to both of them. That now creates another tzad for me. That maybe it's taka a split. Right. Now, says Rav Nochum, here's the vote that the Rosh wants. When before the latest of Suffolk, right, when before the latest of Suffolk, I already know bevadai, right, that it definitely does not belong to one of them. Right. It doesn't belong to one of them. So then what that does is, when the Suffolk is presented in front of the Beis Din, the Mechzokas doesn't create a tzad that it belongs to both of them. It can't do that. I already know that that it belongs to one of them. I already know that. Right. So Amela, the Beis Din never have a tzad. There's no tzad in the Suffolk at all, right, that it belongs to both of them. There's no tzad to split. Right. There's no tzad to split. Right. The Mechzokas doesn't create a tzad in the Beis Din that maybe we should split. Maybe it belongs to both of them. But Mele, he wants to say that's the Havana in the Rosh. The Havana in the Rosh is not that we're trying to go to the Emes because it's Ein Yochol Yos Emes. It's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that the Rosh needs that we're always trying. We're trying to be Machria. We're trying always the Rosh. You see in the Rosh, we would rather do Kol Da'alim Gvar, right? We would rather do Kol Da'alim Gvar. Why would you rather do Kol Da'alim Gvar? Because that reaches us to the MS, right? That reaches us to the MS, right? We have a tzad that maybe it's his, maybe it's his. Kol Da'alim Gvar brings you to the MS, right? Now, why are we doing a chalukah over here? Why in the Rosh as well do you say split? Because the Mechzakas creates a tzad that for MS maybe it does belong to both of them. Maybe it does belong to both of them. Right. That's why I'm being a machriya, right? Because I see a mechzakas. The mechzakas creates that tzad. I have no rishus to take it away. So let's split. But if I have already outside information that removes that tzad, it takes that tzad off the table. I don't have a tzad like that. So mehechadesi, now come and split. Right. So Elowah, but they are mechzakim. But amaisa, they're mechzakim. So we'll take it away from him. I can't do that because they're mechzakim. I don't have a tzad to split. Right? Yeah, that's how the Rosh wants to build the. That's how the Rav Nochum wants to build the Svara in the Rosh. Now, with that, he wants to take it weiter, and he answers all these kashas that we spoke about. What about in the case of a moicher and he took only money from one of them, right? So now everyone asked, the Pipulach Harifta asked this, Unzara Sam Green asked the kasha, and Bini, right? Yeah, they asked me this kasha. Yeah, but according to the Rosh, what about a case? So the Rosh says that when, in a case of moicher, when he only took money from one of them, it says that you split, even though there's a vade ramai. But over there also, I already know from the outside, I know from the moicher, I know already that it definitely doesn't belong to both of them, it only belongs to one of them. Why does the Rosh say you split? Pipulach Harifta asked. So with this vote, Rav Nochum wants to, but he does a whole big binyan, right? And he wants to answer these kashas, right? Okay, I'll let the oilam be my ayin, right? Yeah, okay. Now,
what is actually the difference? You're going to hate this question. What is the difference between this and Eino Yechol Aliyah?
Because it's not the fact that it's not MS that's the problem. The problem is that I don't have a tzad in Beis Din. In other words, like this. The way Rav Nochum develops advices, he says, if you look at the words of Tosfos, Tosfos always wants to say, oh, it could be that there was a split. Even if as long as you have to push Tosfos very far, right, to say, that's not plausible at all, right? If it's Eino Yechol Aliyah, now I'm not willing to split. Now, why is Tosfos happy to that? In other words, in Tosfos, as long as I have a tzad, even though it's neged the tainas, even though it's a very small tzad, but as long as I have a tzad that it could be both of theirs, I'll go with it. Why? Because I have something in front of me that's telling me that it's half. Right? So unless I have a mamash astira with that, I'll go with it.
Right?
No. In the Rosh, you want to say you have to have a real tzad. You have to have a real tzad that it's that it's both of theirs. Right? Ooh, okay, good. Okay. You have a tzad that he paid half.
So that's,
right? So and that goes to the Mechzakas. And that goes to the Mechzakas. Right?
So he's willing to go just as far as Tosfos. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But okay, yeah. Now, what Dan's bothered is, I'll tell you what Dan's bothered by. Dan's bothered by, is there a halachic nafkamina in between the Rosh and Tosfos? Right? So now, in the Chalukah, maybe not. Right, that's why the place can group them all together, but there can be some side nafkaminas. Right now, I want to come back to this nakuda that everyone was getting all excited about. Right, In the Rosh, right? I want to get to the Rivas. So I just want to finish this off, right? In the Rosh, the Rosh says Kol Danim Gvar, right? So we had this Chakira in the Veld. What is Kol Danim Gvar? Is it a Psak or is it a Siluk? What is it, right? What is it? So I wanted to say, I said, look, yeah, I hear from the Rosh as Varim from the Rosh, but the Rosh says Behedia towards the end. He says Paskinan Kol Danim Gvar. Right, he says the paskinan called the alimva. To me, the mashma to me, that's a psak. Right, that's taka a psak. Right. Also, what's the nafkamina whether it's a psak or not? So, someone to say because it could go perpetually. Right. Okay. Right. Fine. Okay. Now, Lemaisa, I looked in my notes. Right. I found that there's a Tshuvas HaRosh which talks about this mufurash. Right. It's klal Tshuvas HaRosh klal ein zayin. Right. Shivim v'sheva. Right, he brings a very interesting nafkamina. He says like this: Ask the Rosh. Let's say the psak was called Alim Gvar. Someone wins. Right, someone he beats the other guy up, and he was tofes kedin, chapped it from him. Right, yeah, okay. Obviously, the question of the Rosh wouldn't be in a case where he brought riots, but let's say he was tofes and he beat him up and he took the boat. Can the other guy say to him? You have. I'm demanding from you that you make a shvus heses in the Beis Din, right? Can he demand a shvus to say that you were tofes bedin? Make me a shvus that you chapped it. Make me a shvus that you were tofes bedin. Right? Can he demand that from him? So now, so that was the question that was asked to the Rosh. Says the Rosh.
Yeah.
No, you're tofes because it's be'emes yours, and not you're an Al Capone, right? Yeah. So can he do that? Says the Rosh, yes, he's allowed to do that. He can demand from him a shvur. Why? Right. Says the Rosh. I'll read you his words. Shekenegdo yochol lahashbiyo shebedin tafas. V'hat paskina. It's my dear, because the Rosh saying kalani zelodiyuk. Right. Kol da'anim gvar lav dinahu. When we say when we're paskining kol da'anim gvar, it's not a din. The matzi lemeimah she based in paskuli kol da'alim gvar v'gavr yadi v'zachiti mikocha bet din v'enli lishava. He doesn't. It's not a din. If the Rosh, if it says it was a psak, if it was a psak kol da'alim gvar. So when you win, you can say, listen, the based in paskins kol da'alim gvar. I was zoicha bet din in based in, right? You can't make me like a. If we have a psak and the based in say, Dan is zoche, I can't now go and say, no, Dan, make me a shvur that you think. No, what do you mean? The based in paskins, it's my money. That's it, finished, right? Says the Rosh, when we say kol da'alim gvar, it's a pshat that the based in paskin to you for kol da'alim gvar, and if you win, it's now, that's a psak based in, and I can say, zachiti badin. And I don't have to make a shvur. No, right? Ela machmat she'en bedin yochol levarer shel mihu ve'en shum echad mehen muhzak. Amru chazal kol danim gvar v'sam chachamim al zeh she'ozo shamamon yasim nafsho bekapo. He's going to put his heart in his sleeve v'ilachem, and he's not going to and he's going to go for it. V'kiven delav dinu who matz idach maybe he can say make me a shvur shebedin tafasta. And the Rosh brings another raya. Right, the Rosh brings another riot.
Why is that a
riot? Wait a second. He brings another riot. He says, the fact that when they're muhzakim, the Rosh says this. He basically speaks this out later. He says the fact that when they're muhzakim, we won't say kol da'alim gvar. When they're already muhzakim, we won't say kol da'alim gvar, even though it's mavara the emes is a riot that it's not a din. Right. So now what's the riot over there? The riot is the following. It's the same thing what he's saying over here. Because if Kol Danim Gvar was a psak, right? If it was a psak, so even if they're muhzakim, if the Beit Din had that as a mamash psak, if you were tofes, so it's not gzeila. What do you mean chshak gzeila? Right? It's a psak. It's a psak Beit Din, right? The Beit Din have been machriya. Then it's yours, right? They had this manganon. They have this mechanism called Kol Danim Gvar, but it's a machriya and Beit Din, right? The fact that they're saying that once you're muhzakim, if we allow a Kol Danim Gvar, it's called a gzeila. That means that the Beis Din are removing themselves from the picture, and you are fighting it out. So gzeila, right? Yeah. So says the Rosh that Kol Danim Gvar is not a psak Beis Din. It's not a din, right? It's not a mechanism of the Beis Din. It's other up. It's a siluk. It's a siluk from the Beis Din. Right. And there's a svara to it. The svara to it is like what the Rosh says that the guy it will hopefully reveal the emes, right? But that's the lomdus of it, right? Okay.
What is the first right?
The first riot, he's saying, because if it's a psak based in, you can't demand from him a shavua. If you go to court, who says you can't do it? The Rosh says you can. If we have a kol darling var and you win, I can demand that you make a shvur in the Beis Din that you grabbed it because you bear mishold it's yours and not because Beis Din will say, yeah, make a shvur, right? Now, if it was a psak Beis Din, you wouldn't have to make a shvur. You was zocher b'din, right? You don't have to make a shvur on a psak Beis Din, right? Yeah? Okay? That's what the Rosh says. Okay. Okay, so let's do the reverse. I want to do the reverse. So this is the wrong. Is there a raya that Tosfos holds not like that? I don't know. I don't see it. Right? Do we know? Do we have a raya that Tosfos holds that is a psak? No idea. Right? I don't know. I'll leave this for the Olam to think about. I don't know if this is Tolly Lishitasam. I don't know if this is a there's a tria over here. Right? Okay, but no, so far I don't see a riot that Tosfos holds not like that, right? Yeah, Tosfos says over here the reason why you're splitting is because you have a vados, right? That's why you won't do kol darling va, right? You have a vados, that's why you don't do the kol darling va. Does that mean that he doesn't hold the kol darling va as a siluk? I don't know, right? I don't see a hechruch right now. To me, right now, Tosfos is up in the air. Could go either way, right? Okay, now. Everything we were talking about is the Rosh. It's all the Rosh and the Tosfos. Now let's talk about the Rivah. The Rivah is Bava in Bava Basra. So now, first of all, the Gemara in Bava Basra brings two sheets. The Tosfos in Bava Basra brings two sheets. The first sheet that it brings is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the Rosh, straight up Rosh. Right? If you read the Rabbeinu Tam carefully, it's exactly the same sheet as the Rosh. Right? Okay. Now,
and when it says Yeshu Shleim Chelik Bo, they both have a Chelik in it. That's saying
they're Muchzakim.
That the Chalukah Misofei.
Yeah. It means it's again, it's like the same thing. They're Muchzakim and therefore they have a right. But he's not saying Tzura Shavada.
It sounds like they've each got one different Chelik. Like he's got 50, he's got 50.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well we'll talk about it after, right? Okay, now. Comes the Tosfos and he brings a sheet of the Rivah. Now, Rivah is a completely different camp. Completely different camp to Tosfos and the Rosh. Again, right? What is the central question? The central question of the Rishonim is, why in Bava Basra by Arbe do we say Kol Dan and Gvar, and in the Mishnah Bava Metzia we say Yachloiku? What's the difference? Right? They're both Sfeikas that are built Alpitainas. So what did the Rosh and Tosfos say? The difference is that in Bava Metzia they're Muchzokim. Right. And when they're muchzakim, we cannot say kol darlim gvar. We cannot say kol darlim gvar. Each place is for his reason, the Rosh for his reason, but it boils down to the fact that they're muchzakim, we can't say kol darlim gvar. Says the Riva, no. Ula Riva nire, the lav dafka oichzin. Nothing to do with the oichzin. And what's the raya? Midi madame leila shar. From the fact that we're madamesh the talis to the shah. Now, what's the Rosh saying over here? Now, if you remember, we spoke about this kasha. All of the Rishonim are be'etzem bothered by this question. You want to say that the chalukah, the difference between chalukah of our Mishnah and Bava Basra that we say kol darling gvar is because they're oichzin, right? Because they're and therefore they're muchzakim, and the muchzakis now doesn't allow us to do kol darling gvar. That's the chiluk. But hold on. There's a case on Daf Gimel by Mona Shlishi. Mona Shlishi, it's in a third party's possession. Right. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi says Yehe Munach. So why he argues on our Mishnah. Why is Rabbi Yossi arguing on our Mishnah? Frekt all the Rishonim, Ma Kushya Bichlal? What is the question? There's no Muchzakus. It's in a third party. It was deposited in the bank. No one's holding on to it. They're not both Muchzuk. What's pshat? Why is the Gemara making a kasha? And you'll tell me, the Rishonim, the Chiddush Aran, we brought the Chiddush Aran, they asked a deeper question. Are they not both actively holding it together? They're mamash both not muchzuk. In other words, in the case of the Chiddush Aran was bothered by the Maisa in Shneimogs and Batalis, they're both holding it, right? In the case of Mana Shlishi, it's in a third party. Who's he holding it for? He's not holding it for both of them. He's holding it for one of them, whoever's the money really is, right? We just don't know who that is. But why does that create that there's two mukhzakim over here? There's one mukhzak and we just don't know who that is, right? So why would that make a split, right? Yeah? But you can't say that the chalukah is based on the fact that we have an Anan Sahali that they both own half when no one's holding it for both of them. He's only holding it for one of them. You're right, we don't know who that is, but you can't say there's an active mukhzakas on both of them, right? So because of this, the Ran said a very big chiddush that begetzer mukhzakas means shlita, and because lamaisa you need two signatures. We were told we have my checks in Israel. We spoke about this today. They are both mukhzakim. The reverse says shtiyot vahevel lekol haTorah ha'ele. Right? It says it's not true. It's rubbish. It's nothing to do with mukhzakas. Because of manashlishi, says the Riva, I see in manashlishi the fact that the Gemara asks the Kasha from Shnai Mochzin to manashlishi, and it says they're the same case, and it sees that there's a stira in the psak, I see that it's got absolutely nothing to do with mukhzakas, because the Riva holds, in manashlishi, they are not mukhzakim. The Ran, very nice chiddush, zeloy meit. You know what I'm asking, right? Too Torahdik, says the Riva. It's too much, right? To say they're both mukhzakim, it's not true, right? Yeah. Okay. So now says the Riva. Well, if the chalukah of our Mishnah is not based on mukhzakas, so what's the kasha? What's the difference between here and Arbe? What's the difference between here and Arbe? Right? Why over by Arbe do we say kol daming va? And in our Mishnah, you say Yachloiku. And don't say that it's because of their Mukhzakim, because they're not doing Mukhzakim. I see that from Manashlishi. In Manashlishi, they're not Mukhzakim, and the Gemara still holds that you should be doing a Chalukah. Yeah? Okay? Now, says the Riva. Sorry. What's the place? Midar and Elisha. But the Shemite and Nikhil Shemik and the Shani Hatam, the Afilu Tamer of Yossi, Hatam Vada Ikaramai, Hacha Ema Tarvayu Bahadadi Hadadi Hagbua. Achanami ba'arbe, given the ikaramai, lo yachloku. Elahavadina kolda alimba. Says the Riva. Right? What is the difference? The difference is vaday ramai. Right? So, and this is the klala dvarim according to the Riva. The Riva says, any suffik in mammon. Mammon hamuta basafik, cholkin, vehima, always, unless vaday ramai. Right? And in the case of arbe, there's a vada ramai, because each one is saying shelavotai for shelavotai, right? Someone's lying, right? So, what? Oh, so the Achronim point that out, right? That the Riva is cornered and he has to learn it like that. You could say that he's just say they just say that it's mine, right? If they said it's mine, so then you wouldn't say that. The Riva's cornered. He has to learn the Gemara like that. That you have to say that each one is saying shelavotai, right? Because then you know there's a vada ramai. And therefore you say a chalukah. In the case of talis, there's no vaday ramai, right? It could be that they picked it up together, right? It could be they picked it up together. Oh, right, yeah. So that's the chiddush.
Why do you have to say shalavotai for it to be vaday ramai?
Because you both didn't inherit it from your father.
Why can't it be the same thing as beishtaris?
Beis Shoros is a kasha, yeah. Beis Shoros is a kasha on the Riva, right?
Yeah.
You mean what the Gemara says here? Shnei Shoros say
Yotzviyah. Yeah, it's a kasha Riva. So
that's a kasha.
You're saying Shalavaisa would help. Shalavaisa, why can't Shalavaisa also be a kasha? Meaning two people are coming saying it was their fathers, and maybe it was their fathers. It was either their fathers, and something happened, and they got messed up.
I don't understand. They're both saying, this was the family boat. This was my father's boat. We went on the fishing trip every summer, right? They're both saying that, yeah. Right? They're saying, and my father, Alav HaShalom, inherited this to me.
Maybe his father sold to his father. We have no proof of that.
Or they have joint ownership.
Okay, all right. You're saying, all right, okay. But say that. All right, no. Okay, you're coming up with it here. I'll say like this. I'll do what Tosis did. I'll say, Enzu HaDerech, right? The point is that he's learning that it's a case of Zavada Ramai. That's what he was. You're saying, oh, but maybe they sold it and it was Meshutvus and they both owned it and the fathers were best friends and they inherited together jointly to all their kids. Yacholiyot. Each one is saying Shelavotai. I know that it was my father's and my father's solely. Right? Yeah? So the one, someone's lying. Okay? That's the pshat in the Riva. Right? That's what the Riva says. That's what he says. Okay. Now. No, because maybe they picked up together.
That's not what they're saying.
So what? Right, because it's so that doesn't matter, right? That doesn't matter because it could be that they genuinely believe that they picked it up first, but they were there since they picked up the other. There's no vaday ramay. Vaday ramay is that you can't say this was the family boat and they'll say this was the family boat. This is Mishu Mashakel, right? Yeah. Okay. Now. Okay.
It's also vaday ramay. Each guy saying it is.
What?
Also vaday ramay.
No, it depends. By talis, it's not vaday ramay. No.
Right.
Each one's saying it's his, but it's not vaday ramay. You have to, again.
But over here.
What?
But over here, vaday ramay.
In the boat? Why? I'm not sure. Why does it have to be? But it's mine. But it's both of yours. Maybe it's both of yours. All right? Yeah? You're saying, what would be the case? You say you built it together. The Achronim will deal with this, right? But the point is that the Riva learns that the case of Arba is a Vaday Rama, and that's the Chiluk. So again, Maman Hamutu B'Safek, always Cholkim, always, unless Vaday Rama. Now, where does that come from? Sorry? What about Shama Dukim
B'Shtar?
Okay, so the Riva will get to that. Wait, right? Okay, fine, now. Oh, let's read further. Hakanami ba'arbe, given the ikar ramai, right? Because there's a ramai, lo yachloku, eva haladila kol darling gva. Vahadilom rina bashnaim shef kidu kol darling gva, mashum de loy mafkinan, kedarmina hacha. Now, what's the next thing that you have to deal with in the Riva? Riva says, and why by manashlishi don't we say kol darling gva? In manashlishi, why don't we say kol darling gva? Right. Again, I'm telling you that the din is always yachloku unless there's a vaday ramay. And then what does the din become? The din becomes kol darling gva. Why? What's the svara of that? Because now we know that someone's lying, so we want to let them fight it out. Right? Okay? Fine. Now, so why don't we want to then we say kol darling gva? Right? So say kol darling gva. We know that someone's lying. Right? Okay? Says the Riva. Because like we saw in the Gemara, like you see in the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Gemara says, "Itafsinan lo mafkinan." Right. What does that mean? That if the basin, if the money has been seized and the money is out of play, and we know that there's a vaday ramay, then we don't release. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, so in other words, so again, so what's the next piece of information in the picture of the Riva? Which is the reason why by Mara Shlishi, the Gemara over here in Baba Basra, in the case of Arbe, has a whole shakl of Atariya of, can we seize the bow while the guy tries and brings aid him? And the Gemara asks, but if we do seize it, can we release it? The Gemara's maskana in the pshat, maskana, the halacha, is that once we're tofes lo mafkinan. He says, that's the pshat in Mana Shlishi. That's why we say Yehei Munach. Because we hold itafsinan lo mafkinan. Right? We hold itafsinan lo mafkinan. And once the money's been taken out of play, because it's in the Rishus of the Nifgad, we know that there's a Vaday Ramay. We're not going to use Kol Darling Va anymore, right? We're not going to use Kol Darling Va, and we say Lo Mafkinan. Okay, that's the picture.
Did we
of
say
in
that Gemara? We only said that by Basin. That was talking about Basin. Here we're talking about the
exact opposite. But right? The Riva asked a question on himself. And what about the Mandama? What about the Mandama that says he tafsina Mafkinan? Yeah. It's not even necessarily the Riva, it could be his Tosfos asking, it's a bit unclear, right? Yeah, he's asking a question on himself. The Tosfos asks a question, but the Manda Amma that says, Itafsina Mafkin, and it's no good, right? Yeah, it's no good. So the Achronim want to answer for the Riva, and they want to say like this, no. Right? The Manda Amma that holds Itafsina Mafkinan, it's Dafka when it was Tafsina Babaistin. Right? Why? Right? Because the Baistin were Tosfos Lechatchila Al Das, if the guy doesn't bring Adim, so then they'll release it. Right, but in a case of Mana Shlishi, where it wasn't nitfas from the basin, the money was taken out of play, stum. Right, so now we won't put the money into play when we smell a rat. Right, yeah, because it wasn't taken al das kain. We'll take advantage of the fact that the money's out of play. Right, yeah, okay. That's what the Achronim want to answer. Now, let's just get to the what?
That's not working. What is that?
Wait a second. Let me just. I need to finish. I've got 4 minutes, and then everyone gets annoyed with me. All right. Okay. So now there's a few things to just to discuss in the Riva. What's the nomos of the Riva? Where's he coming from? Right. So the Achronim explained the sheet of the Riva is this. Right. Maman Hamutu Basafik Cholkim. Finished. Right. In other words, it's basically Sumchus. In other words, If you remember, in Tosfos sets up in the beginning of at the end of the Tosfos, he sets up that understand. Tosfos, you can ask it as a kasha. Tosfos was sort of bothered. I'm telling you that the chalukah is built of the fact that that there's a muchzakim. What about sumchus? They're not muchzakim, and it's any achol elyos ms. Right? Says Tosfos, that's a totally different type of thing. We're not discussing that. That's a different masechta, a different sugya. That's called a drora de mamayna. That's got nothing to do with that's no shaykhas to not asan and to not arbe. Right? Yeah. That's how the Tosfos learns. The Rival learns no, it's not true. All mammon hamutzah b'safek. Whenever we have a matzav of safek in mammonus, right? Whether it's al pitana same, it's not al pitana same. The din of the Torah is yachloiku. That's the din of the Torah, right? Always, right? When you have a vaday ramai, right? When you have a vaday ramai, it's a knas, right? Or, and we take the money away, right? Because we always say kol da alim kvar, right? Depending on the situation, whether it was tafsina, right? But the lechatchila, it's a lechatchila psak, like sumchus. Mamon hamutzah b'safek cholkin. Now, we'll see. That Be'etzem Rashi holds like this. Rashi says Behedia on Daf Vav by us, that our Mishnah is based on the Psak of Sumchus. Right? There's also a remez to Rashi on the Amud Beis, right, which we'll get to. Right? This seems to be the Mahalach in Rashi as well. And just by the way, for those of you that were here at the beginning, that's why we had such a problem with the... I'm in the wrong Masechta. Right? Why we had such a problem with the Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta. We brought the Rush Betz, right? That he says, that Rashi says, Shnei Mozbeh, Dafka Oichzin. What does Rashi want with that, right? Yeah, what does Rashi want with that? Does he mean Tosfos, that it's mamash built off, that the Chalukah is built off the Oichzin? So it's really not Pasha to say that. Because Rashi seems to learn, like the Shita of the Rival and Kama Makomus, that the Chalukah of our Mishnah is Be'etzem, the same, is ultimately coming from the same place as Sumchus. Mamon Hamutav Asafik, Tolkien, Vehima, right? So it's not the Oichzin. Adaraba, and the raya is manishlishi. Manishlishi is not oichzin, and you still say achloiku. Okay, now there are a few kashas on the rival. There are a few questions on the rival that the Tosfos asks. One is that the svara of vaday ramai was only said in Rav Yossi and not Rabbanon. Right, it was only said in Rav Yossi and not Rabbanon. They also another asks another kasha. There's another third kasha somewhere. Okay, whatever. There's a few kashas that Tosfos are. There's three or four questions on Tosfos. Now, all of these questions, the Achronim deal with them in technical ways. Like, for example, right now. The Achronim will want to say on the kasha that the Tosfos asked on the Rival, but that's Vaday Ramai is a svara in Rabbi Yossi, but not Chachamim. They'll say the Rival learns the Gemara differently, and the Chachamim at the end are moided to the svara of Vaday Ramai. All these are technical questions. I want to focus on the last thing that the Rival does. Tosfos brings at the end of the Rival. The Rival then suddenly throws us a curveball, right? V'od pirsha Rival, dehecha do oichzin. Afilu ikara ma yachloiku. Right? Yeah, what happened there? Right? The Rival says that if, in a case where there are oichzin, shayim oichzin batalis, right? So even if there's a ramai, you are choylik. What's the raya? That's bekamak, a shayim oichzin b'shtar. It's your case. Shayim oichzin b'shtar, even though there's a vaday ramai, you say yachloiku. Why? Right? The Rival told us a klal. Rival said, mamana muzvasafik cholkin. Always, unless there's a vaday ramai, in which case you say kol darling v'var, or if it's tafsinan lo mafkinan, right? Shleim adukim b'shtar is a vaday ramai that says chalukah, right? Or you're cholkin. Why, right? So the Rival says no, because if you're shleim if they're oichzin, then even when there's a vaday ramai yachloiku. Right? Then we still split. What's up, Shah in the Rival? Right? So there are those that want to say that here the Rival is made of mixas to Tosfos. Yeah? There's two dinim of Chalukah. Right? There's the Chalukah of Stam. There's the chalukah of that mamon amutah b'safik cholkin, right? There's another type of chalukah which is when they're oichzin. So then, yeah, but the muchzakas is what creates the chalukah, and that will beat even vaderamai, right? Like Tosus or the Rosh.
What do you have to retract then?
Oh, here we go, right? So now, here's the point, right? Yeah. Good, Frey, right? Yeah? Frey, yeah? As Maha Ilu, right? So now, why is he saying that it's different from Manashlishi? Manashlishi, you also oichzin, right? Well, no, he also not oichzin there, right? But why is the Gemara asking a kasha from Manashlishi to Shnayim Oichzin, right? Saying it's the same din. Shnayim Oichzin is a din mitoch the chalukah. Manashlishi is a totally different thing. You're not oichzin according to the riva. You're not oichzin over there, right? So why are you stelling these two things as a kasha one on the other? If what the riva now is doing, he's making a chazara, right? He's making a chazara and saying, yeah, you know what? Yeah, there is two types of chalukah. There's a chalukah that comes with the muchzakas from Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar, for example, and there's also a chalukah that comes just stam when they're not oichzin Shnayim and you split. So Meila, what's he helped, right? Why is the Gemara asking from Shnayim oichzin to over there? The Tosfos Be'etzim asked this question. He asked it in a bit of a long way, but this is what he's asking, right? Okay, now, what's the so how do we deal with this? So here I'll tell you a vote from the Rebbe Rabusha, right? Yeah, the Rabusha wants to say there's not pshat in the Rosh that he was the Riva. Sorry, it's not pshat in the Riva that he was chayzer. It's not pshat in the Riva that he's chayzer. He's not chayzer. There's one din chalukah in the Riva and in Shitas Rashi, which is Mamon Hamutu Basafik Cholkim. That's it, right? That's it. Finished, right? But if there's a Vaday Ramai, so then we say Kol Da'alim Gva, right? Why do we say Kol Da'alim Gva? Why do we say Kol Da'alim Gva? Because here's the Nakuda. According to the Riva, and Rashi, when we have Mamon Hamut B'Safik Cholkin, so we have a Safik, we have a Be'etzim a Safik Mamon, and the Beistin is paskining that you're going to get half each. It's Mitoch Pshara, but it's a Psak Beistin. When we know that there's a Vaday Ramai, the Beistin is not going to paskin and give a Ramai money. We're not going to do that, right? It's pasnished for the Beistin. The paskin that we give someone that we know, we're giving someone by default that we know is lying money. Right? Says the Riva. What happens though if they're oichzin already? If they're oichzin already, right? So now the psak of Mamon Hamut B'Safek Cholkin, are we giving them money? Are we giving them money right now? No, right? We're not giving them money. They're muchzik in the money already. Right. Now, what do you want to do? You want to say that because I know there's a Vaday Ramai, we're going to take away the money from you and do a Kol Da'alim Gva. This we're not mechuyif to do. Right? This we're not mechuyif to do. Here we can stick with the psak of Mamon Hamutu B'Safik Cholkin. Because the Beisin are not awarding him the money, right? We're just not taking it away from him, right? They're coming in already as muchzakim, right? And this is the shita, this is the etzem shita of the river. The etzem shita of the river, that whenever you have a Safik Mamon, we split. That is what the din of the Torah is. When there's a Vaday Ramai, we don't want to give the Ramai, we don't give the Ramai money. So Meila, if I've got an Arbe, no one's muchzik in the money. They're fighting over the money. Ah, so there's a suffix on the money. And we're going to say that the money's split. Here, Heilacha 50%, Heilacha 50%. We're not going to do that when we know there's a Vaday Ramai. But if they're already muchzik, they're holding on to it. Right. So here the Rival says, yeah, here we'll stick with the same psak of Mamon Hamutu B'Safek Cholkim, because we're not giving him money, we're just not taking it away from him. Right? That's the pshat in Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar as well. Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar, they're holding on to it, duch the shtar, yeah? Through the shtar. And economic, there's a Vaday Ramai over here. But here we're not giving each one of them, we're just not taking it away from either one of them. So a Meila there will split. So Ala B'Yadeinu Rabbi Zai, Shnayim Shehim Shalosh Shitot, right? In the Rishonim, right? We have on the one camp, we have Tosfos and the Rosh, that the Chalukah of our Mishnah is built on a Yachloiku. They argue in Lomdus that the Tosfos holds it's a Chalukah Mivadai, the Rosh holds it's a Chalukah Misafek, each one of them has their Shilas, and here's the clincher. The clincher is that they learn that the case of Manashlishi is also Oichzin. And Mimela, they learn that is the central point of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is, the sugya of the chalukah of Bava Metzia is a chalukah that's mitoyach muchzakus. Right? And Manashlishi is also like that. Right? The Riva and Rashi learn, no, Right? They learn they're in a totally different camp, right? They learn that no, the chalukah of our Mishnah is in Lomdus the same thing as Sumkos. There's one din in the Torah. Mona Mutra Safik Khoki. You can have pratim if there's a vada ramai. What happens if they are oichzin? So then the din can change. But the basis of the chalukah has got nothing to do with the muchzakus. It's to do with mamon amutav asafik cholkin. What's my raya? My raya is mana shlishi, and I don't hold of the run. Right? I don't hold of the runs. I don't hold of the runs shtikul Torah. Right? Yeah. All the rest you have to deal with all the kashas. What about mana shlishi? So there we're tov sinan lamafkinan. What about the mandamal doesn't? All of this. That is the central, those are the central shitot in the sugya. Okay? So, finish this off, Rabbi Isai. And Be'ezrat Hashem, I want on Sunday to start the next Tosfos, which is we get into Miguland. Right, okay? All right, okay. Beseder. All right. Shabbat Shalom.